Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
I think there's got to be a large amount of confidence between the two of them because we load up a lot on the center's plate in terms of identification, recognizing fronts, pass protection. He's always the starting point, and so those two need to see the game the same way so that Caleb can eventually go out there and make any changes that he deems necessary based on what he's seeing as well. And so there's a lot of conversation that goes on behind the scenes. Wrap a lot of different looks over the course of the spring training camp throughout the season that ends up adding up. And fortunately, I think a guy like Garrett, who's got a big background in this league, he's got a lot of experience. I think he's going to fit this perfectly for us.
It's Ben Johnson on Fox 32 talking to Cassie Carlson about Garrett Bradbury, the offensive line at large, and how he sees that relationship between the QB and the center. And last season, in Ben Johnson's first season with the Chicago Bears, that QB-center relationship was nurtured between Caleb Williams and Drew Dahlman. Of course, Drew Dahlman retired, and so now the Bears have had to figure out how do they bolster that offensive line, how do they solidify the center position not only for this season but for the future. I'm Anthony Herron. This is Chicago Sports Radio 104.3 The Score, night two of our NFL draft coverage on The Score, and the Bears have now made their second pick in this current NFL draft. Last night in the first round, they drafted Oregon safety Dylan Thiedemann with the 25th pick in round number one. With the 25th pick in round number two, the Chicago Bears selected Logan Jones, University of Iowa center. Love getting Hawkeyes on the Bears, there's no doubt about that. But him as a player, him as an athlete, him as a position that the Chicago Bears value, it really shows how much they value it because they were willing and able to go get a center in the second round. And when you look at the roster as a whole for the Bears and some of the other spots that it felt like would be positions of quote-unquote need for the Bears, even on the offensive line, a lot of the conversation centered around the idea that getting a left tackle, that the Bears would maybe have more urgency about that. So I think there's a few different ways this can be interpreted. One, I'd say the most immediate reaction is that the Bears really like Logan Jones. The Bears really value what he is as a football player, what he'll add to this football team. But then you go beyond that. I'd say it indicates the Bears feel good about how they can work through the left tackle position. And I mentioned this on the station the other day. When you compare the situation they're in right now at left tackle with the situation they were in last season coming into the draft at left tackle, the Bears in a much better spot right now because there are multiple veterans who have quality starting experience at left tackle. Not only a healthier version of Braxton Jones than the version of Braxton Jones was last year in April, but also having Jedrick Wills in recovering from a season away from football, getting back physically, you would presume much healthier now than was the case before. And so you have that. You also have Theo Benedet, who the Bears were obviously very excited about as an undrafted free agent out of Canada. So we're entering the latter stages of the second round here with just a couple of picks to go in round number two. And for the Bears, they did have initially a second pick there at pick number 28. They traded that to the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans ended up selecting Anthony Hill Jr. out of Texas, a linebacker. So the Bears won't be on the clock again in the second round of the draft. They'll get to the third round and have multiple picks in round number three. Next time the Bears are currently scheduled to be on the clock is the fifth pick of the second round, pick number 69 overall in that trade with the Titans. And then from there, they'll be back on the clock again with the 25th pick, pick number 89 overall in round number three. So the fact that the Bears went and got Logan Jones with that 25th pick in round number two, now you do have an interior of your O-line for the Bears that has not only Garrett Bradbury, a guy who started a bunch of games during his NFL career, knows Joe Tooney at the left guard position very well also, got Jonah Jackson coming off a season where he got back to playing high-level football in his own right. Of course, Darnell Wright at right tackle, and we just talked through the left tackle position where you have Braxton Jones, Jedrick Wills, Theo Benedet, and of course, whenever, you know, hopefully Isaac Trapillo will be in a position to return healthy and be able to be competitive again, but doesn't sound like that's going to be anytime soon. And unfortunately, if ever, from the dislocated kneecap that he is recovering from. But for the Bears to draft Logan Jones, now you do have a player who won the Remington Trophy for the Iowa Hawkeyes this past season, voted the best center in college football. And he's been in that Remington Trophy conversation for multiple years in finishing up his Iowa Hawkeyes career. I was talking you through the offensive system that Iowa runs, where Kirk Ferentz has famously run the zone blocking scheme and done so really well. Ferentz, an old offensive line coach in his own right, and he's had several different O-line coaches throughout the now nearly 30 years that he's been leading Iowa football, back since 1999, my junior year, playing for the Hawkeyes. So Logan Jones, just the latest, just the most recent center who's gotten that zone blocking scheme figured out at a way that's made him a high-level NFL prospect. And the Bears run a very similar version of the zone scheme. And one transition that happened during the regular season last year was, as the Bears do have some gap scheme within the Ben Johnson rushing attack, but they do feature plenty of zone, the athleticism of the center ends up mattering. But the Bears, they ended up during the season last year, they didn't just focus solely on the outside zone, the wide zone, the stretch zone. They got some mid-zone looks going in that run game last year as well. And that's where moving laterally, especially as a center, isn't the only thing that's important with how you try to overtake that center position or that nose position when you're trying to reach on the inside. But going to the mid zone is almost more of a vertical charge, kind of a 45-degree charge, where you do want to be able to move the line of scrimmage against the opposing defense. So there's a certain degree of ground-based power that's necessary to be able to execute that. So that combination of speed, suddenness, athleticism, but also the power that you can deploy into defenders matters a lot. And Logan Jones is accustomed to that with the Iowa Hawkeyes. Their offensive coordinator, Tim Lester, who came in a couple of seasons ago, he kept the zone run game principles within his version of the West Coast offense that he brought to Iowa City. But he went away from that stretch zone or wide zone sort of look and went to more of a mid-zone approach and did put more gap scheme into the Iowa Hawkeyes run game. So a lot of the same principles and schematics, techniques that Logan Jones was executing in Iowa City over the last couple of seasons with Tim Lester as Iowa's offensive coordinator, offensive play caller within the Kirk Ferentz structure of the Hawkeye run game, Logan Jones is already accustomed to many of those same principles. Now, of course, Iowa hasn't had a fantastic passing attack. In recent years, they've been able to run the football, and especially over the last couple of seasons, we've seen their run game grow leaps and bounds since Tim Lester took over. The passing game has still been a bit of a struggle. Now, it's not because they haven't been able to protect the quarterback, but we do know that Caleb Williams will be a guy who Ben Johnson will throw the football with some volume. Yes, the run game will continue to be a way that the Bears end up leading, but the way that Caleb Williams drops into the pocket, the way that Caleb Williams goes about his mechanics as a passing quarterback, that will be something that Logan Jones will have to get accustomed to by comparison to his time in college football with the Iowa offense, where passing attack struggled, pass protection at times struggled a bit for Iowa. But Logan Jones led an offensive line for the Hawkeyes that won the Joe Moore Award. They were voted the best offensive line in the country, and Logan Jones was viewed as the leader of that offensive line that was voted the best in all of America. So having that individual be the second-round pick for the Bears when many of us thought that there was more need on the defensive side of the football. We were even talking about it last night, and many of the day parts throughout the day were talking about how last season shaped up as the Ben Johnson draft, where there was so many resources that were pressed upon that offense to make sure they did everything they could to get Ben Johnson off the ground in his first season leading the Chicago Bears. Now in this season, the thought was a lot of those resources would go towards the defensive side of the football. That with this pick, after a safety in round number one, now the pick that the Bears expended in round number two used on the center position as opposed to someone in the interior of the defensive line. So I'll admit, I'm a little bit surprised that center is the direction they went, but if you're going to get a center, you might as well get the best center in the country. And so now the Bears bolster that particular meeting room, that position group, that much more with Logan Jones joining up with the Chicago Bears. I'm Anthony Herron. This is our NFL draft coverage on Chicago Sports Radio 104.3 The Score. We're going to take you up to Cubs pregame here on The Score. The Cubs are going to face the LA Dodgers. We're hoping to get some sound in as quickly as possible before we are out of here tonight, taking you up to the Cubs game. Of course, there will be the Mullion Hall draft special that will happen at noon tomorrow. So you'll continue to hear draft coverage on The Score throughout the weekend. Let's take it one more short time out, and then we'll come back. We'll see how much audio we can get in on the Bears selecting Logan Jones with the 25th pick of the second round. And as that continues to develop and we get you up to Cubs pregame, we'll get some reactions. You can feel free to give us a call as well at 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. We'll get to some of your reactions on the text line, in the Twitch mob, and on our YouTube stream as well on Chicago Sports Radio 104.3 The Score.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
More Night 2 draft coverage on Sports Radio 104.3 The Score. Here's Anthony Herron.
Out of many of the predictions and prognostications for where the Bears would go with that 57th pick in the NFL draft, the 25th pick of round number 2, I don't think many of us expected it would be the center position that would be the first pick of that second round, but the Bears have done it. They have selected Logan Jones, center from the University of Iowa, with their pick in the second round. And then with that additional pick that they had acquired in round number 2 that was at pick number 60, they've traded down to round number 3. So the Bears will be on the clock again when they get to pick number 69 in the third round. So at the moment, the Bears are done with their first and second round picks, as the second round has come to a close. And so now the third round is set to commence in the NFL draft, with the Arizona Cardinals on the clock, expected to make their pick in the next few minutes here. So there's a chance here over the next 20 minutes, while we're still in the 15 to 20 minutes, while we're still on the air, we could get one more pick from the Chicago Bears. They're going to be the fifth pick of round number 3, pick number 69 overall. So we will be here on the air and stick with you and update you if that happens before we get you to Cubs pregame on The Score. One thing that, as Logan Jones is currently addressing the collective Bears beat on Zoom, I was looking at Courtney Crone, and she was tweeting out that Logan Jones had no idea about the lifetime supply of Heinz ketchup from the Kraft Heinz company that the 57th pick would be awarded. Devin Hester was involved in that because he was the 57th pick when the Bears selected him. And so Heinz 57 decided to give a lifetime supply of ketchup to the individual that was the 57th pick in this draft, and that was Iowa center Logan Jones. Now, I know many of you are somewhat sensitive about the topic of ketchup if you're going to put it on an encased meat. I've had a lot of conversations with Logan Jones over the years. I don't know if he puts ketchup on his hot dogs. If I do get that news, I will break it here in the last 15 to 20 minutes that we're going to be here on The Score tonight. But just some of the reaction that's come in, the way that the Bears went about selecting this, there's some surprise out there from a lot of other folks as well, because I didn't anticipate center would be the direction the Bears would go with their first second round pick. Now, trading out of the second round with that other pick, and we'll get the deal points for you on that as well, just to see what that transaction was for the Bears trading out of the second round with that other pick. But I thought it would be defense here early in the draft to get someone who would be a starter on the defensive side of the football. I felt like that would be something the Bears would prioritize. Now, as I was updating you on throughout the night, when you look at the players that came off the board in round number 2, T.J. Parker, I viewed him as someone who would have come to the Bears as an immediate contributor. Caden, that's the defensive end from Clemson. Caden McDonald, defensive tackle from Ohio State, another player I felt would come in and be an immediate contributor for the Chicago Bears. Zion Young, more of a project, but especially when you get to round number 2, where a lot of folks are talking about Zion Young as a first-round pick, Zion Young in round number 2 would have been completely comfortable with that. So it stood out to me that Zion Young is a player who would have worked his way into the rotation for the Bears. Those are the types of players that were all off the board. Gabe Backus came off the board just 2 picks before the Bears. So Logan Jones ends up being the selection for the Chicago Bears. I believe the defenders who came off the board prior to that end up playing a big factor in the Bears going with a center. Just spoke to Herb Howard in the previous hour here. Let's go back out to the Score hotline and get the latest from Herb Howard, who's out at Hallis Hall. Herb's been a part of our NFL draft coverage all throughout the week here. So we were just talking a little while ago, Herb, about the Bears going with who they evaluate as the best player available at that time. And so now they've made their second pick. It is Logan Jones from the University of Iowa at the center position. I think he's the best center in this draft cycle, but I am surprised the Bears went center, Herb. What's your reaction?
Yeah, it was an interesting pick. I think, obviously, you talk about a neat position in terms of filling their long-term need at center. You get a guy who is from Iowa. You know they can never go wrong with Iowa offensive lineman. I wish I could have saw you when that name popped up on the screen. I'm sure you rejoiced a bit. But you talk about a guy who won the Remington as the top center in the nation last season. And so you're certainly getting a guy who's coming from a program with the proper pedigree for offensive linemen. And it's a neat position. Now, I'm sure the Bears are going to come down here in a few minutes, and they're going to say he was also the best player available on the board. And so, it'll be interesting to see, how exactly that lined up in terms of positional need with best player available and staying true to the board. I'm with you. That run on defensive players may have kind of dictated their choice there. But I think ultimately what you want to be concerned with is whether or not the Bears got a good football player, and I think they certainly did.
And that's the sort of fascinating aspect of this, because my impression right now, certainly coming into the draft, my impression was the Bears' current roster, top to bottom, not quite as talented, certainly not quite as proven as the roster the Bears had last season. But there are a number of reasons for that. So now in the midst of this draft cycle, as they're looking to bolster certain positions, it seemed to me that, yeah, the defense would need to be prioritized. But to your point, just getting guys who you're confident are good football players who will be in a position to contribute, that certainly seems to matter a lot. How do you feel about the current state of the Bears roster? Because after getting Dylan Thienemann last night, there's not an obvious place where the Bears are in need of a starter. But do you feel like the roster as a whole is shaping up to be one that's got a formidable level of talent?
Yeah, I think they've got some pretty good top-end talent, and I think right now they're trying to go about the process of continuing to add talent to this roster. You want to get, to summer and have, that 90-man roster full of as many good players that you feel really good about as possible. And you want to get to the end of summer, when you're trying to get down to 53 and the practice squad, you want to make the toughest decisions possible on that 53. You want to feel good maybe about 60 guys that you feel like, hey, they could all really – make the week one roster, and you got to make some tough decisions. So I think the more guys you can bring in, the more competition you can add, that is a good thing. I don't think they have a ton of glaring weaknesses. I think certainly, again, like we were saying previously, I think from the outside of this building, there are some perceptions that may not align perfectly with the perceptions inside the building. You look at, pass rusher. I think, again, they think that the cupboard isn't as bare as maybe people outside the building think. They still think highly of Shamar Turner. They still are very hopeful for Dio Odangbo and Austin Booker. So they don't think it's as dire a situation as maybe we do. I think they feel the same way about corner when you look at Tyreek Smith and Smitty Terrell Smith, another one of your boys. No, he's from Minnesota. I'm sorry. He's from Minnesota.
All right.
But Smitty as well, and I think they're still very intrigued by Zay Frazier also. So no obvious place where they have to go, but I think just continue to add good football players. You bring in a guy like Logan Jones, and I don't know how long it's going to take him to become the best center on this Bears roster. It may be sooner than some people think.
The Bears, in that trade that they executed with the second pick that was going to be pick number 60 overall, 28th pick of the second round, the Bears traded and got into the third round with the pick number 69, that's just a couple of picks away, and the fifth round pick number 144 overall. So they gave up the 60th pick, got pick number 69 and pick number 144 in the fifth round. Yes. So Herb, we'd love to have you on the line here when the Bears make this next pick that's coming up in a couple of minutes, or if you need to run, certainly understand that as well.
Let's just hang. We'll find out together who it's going to be, and then I'll head back over here in a bit to Trey Cozy is going to come down and talk about, both of the players that they pick, and then there'll be a Zoom meeting with the 69th pick here in a minute, but we can find out together.
All right, I like it. Right now, the Philadelphia Eagles are on the clock. It says the pick is in, so we'll be finding out in just a moment who the Eagles have selected, and then we'll find out moments after that who the Bears have picked as well. But since the Eagles have made their selection, then that means the Bears will be on the clock here also. And for the players who right now, because, you know, whether you're comparing pick number 57 with pick number 69, you know, it's not a chasmous difference in the draft. But for the Bears, now that they've gone center, it feels to me like going back to the defense makes sense, but I thought it was going to be the case there as well. Do you feel like going offense, going center, going with a player who will plausibly be a backup early in the season, does that enhance the importance of the Bears getting a defender with this pick?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you coming into this draft and you were thinking that they would probably have to have a draft similar to what they had last year's draft, in which they were able to find several significant offensive contributors. They need to do the same thing on the defensive side of the ball. Now, you talk about, you know, best player available and staying true to the board and all that. That's fine. But when it's close, you got to lean towards what you need. And they need some, you know, influx of talent on the defensive side of the ball, really at all three levels. They could use influx of talent at linebacker. They could use an influx of talent at in the secondary. And they could use the same, certainly, up front. So I think, obviously, with them going center with their first, second-round pick and then dropping out, you would think that the defense would start to get back to, you know, being the focal point here. But you never know. We'll see how the board falls.
And with Garrett Bradbury, you know, we don't know what this indicates exactly for his future with the Bears, but he is a guy who started a lot of games in the NFL. He's 30 years old, first-round pick back in 2019, started in the Super Bowl for the Patriots last year. So that veteran savvy that he'll bring to the table, especially as well as he knows Joe Tooney, then the assumption has been that Bradbury will be a guy who will be able to solidify the center spot. Not quite the player that Drew Dahlman was, but still a quality center who's played good football in the league for a number of years. For them drafting Logan Jones, does that indicate at all to you that Garrett Bradbury, I don't even know the guaranteed money within his deal, but do you feel like that means they're in a position to quickly move on from Bradbury, or is this more of a depth move on the interior of the old line?
Yeah, I think it creates a great deal of competition going, you know, into training camp. Certainly, I would say Bradbury is the leader in the clubhouse, if you will, but you know, with them taking Logan Jones and taking him when they did, and him being the caliber of player that he is, I don't know, like, how long that's going to last in terms of Bradbury being the starting center. Does he go into the season that way, and then we see how he performs maybe that first quarter of the season, and if it's not up to par for Coach Johnson and Coach Rochard, then maybe you see, you know, Logan Jones get his shot sooner than later? Or is it a situation where he's able to man that position, Bradbury, for the entirety of the season, and then you look to Logan Jones to be your long-term solution there? I don't know. I know they really, really like the player they drafted at 57. Obviously, again, you know better than anybody coming from Iowa what that means, especially on the offensive line. And so this is a guy that they're going to have in their plans for the future. And if any, at most, Bradbury would be a temporary placeholder.
And the Bears, as they made that pick of Logan Jones and now are on the clock, having the previous pick, the selection made Markell Bell out of Miami, offensive tackle for the Hurricanes. And as I'm looking on social media right now, as we have a few minutes remaining in the show, I see Biggsy, Brad Biggs, reporting right now. That's right, that the Bears have gone with the 69th pick in the third round. The Chicago Bears have selected Stanford tight end Sam Roush. The tight end position for the Bears is one that, of course, it was surprising for some folks that they were willing to go there in the top 10 last year after having paid Cole Kmet, given him a significant amount of guaranteed money, went and got Colston Loveland in the first round last year, and now on day two of this current draft cycle, they've drafted Stanford tight end Sam Roush. So that, to me, another surprising pick here, because you've gone back-to-back offensive players, and perhaps we shouldn't be surprised by it, because whether it's Ryan Poles sticking with the philosophy of best player available as they evaluate it, or just bolstering that Ben Johnson offense, either way, the Bears really seemingly being aggressive with the styles of player that they're eager to get in, Herb.
Yeah, I think it's a very, very interesting pick, if you ask me, Big. And obviously, you talk about sticking with this idea of best player available, but it's a little bit surprising right now to see the tight end come off the board. And it starts to raise questions to me about, does that potentially mean something for Cole Kmet? We know the Bears are still, you know, interested in creating some cap space. We know they're still, you know, they have a ton of faith in what Colston Loveland is and what he'll continue to develop into. That's a very interesting pick. They go center that could potentially start his career as a backup, and then you go tight end when you have two proven guys on the roster ahead of him. It's a very, very interesting pick. It's either a clear case of them sticking to the board and you know, Sam Ralph's being head and shoulders the best player available, or there's a plan afoot here, and I'm not sure exactly which one of those things is true. Hopefully we'll get a little bit more clarity as we go through the night and we talk to Trey Kozio and later on talk to Ryan Post.
Well, we do know that folks who want to get the latest from Herb Howard, they can do so by following you on social media at Herb Howard 411. We got Cubs pregame coming up here, Herb. Appreciate you taking the time with me tonight, man.
Big and always a pleasure, brother. Have a great one.
That is Herb Howard of the Bigs live from Halas Hall. More coverage all throughout the weekend. You will hear from Rami Makhlouf. You will hear from Justin Richards. You will have the Mullion Haw draft special tomorrow at noon right here on Chicago Sports Radio 104.3 The Score. I'm Anthony Herron. I really appreciate Tyler Ferengul and David Dykstra being on the ones and twos for me throughout our coverage this evening. The Bears have made three picks because the draft has been moving swiftly, and even though they traded down, we have now figured out not only the first rounder, but two of the picks they made tonight. Another pick on the way, and make sure you keep it locked all throughout the weekend, not only here live on the air, but on social media to Chicago Sports Radio 104.3 The Score. You can follow me on social media at Big Ann Herron. You will get my reactions there as well. Be good this weekend. Cubs pregame is coming up next.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With Experience Beyond, switch and get $100 back, plus $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with Experience Beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.